She was born in Detroit, Michigan, the home of Motown, Hitsville, USA. She had her own hit at the age of 16 with My Man, He's a Loving Man. But unlike other Motor City artists of the 1960s, Betty LaVette's career sputtered. She was signed to Atlantic Records before fellow Detroit artist and contemporary Aretha Franklin, but Betty's album was never released. Over the next couple decades, she paid her dues, touring and even taking a turn on Broadway. But now Betty LaVette is experiencing kind of a golden age of success, and she's got more fans than ever. She'll be performing at UK's Singletary Center for the Arts on Saturday, September 26th. Betty LaVette joins us from her home in New Jersey. Betty, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
What are you looking for in a song?
Well, the words have to make sense because I can't stand there and quietly say stupid things to you. And then I look like an idiot if I'm bouncing back and forth across the stage saying something over and over and over and over. When I choose a song, I think of what will I be doing while I am singing this song? What do you want me to do with my hands while I'm saying this ridiculous line? Or how do you want me to be looking when I'm saying that? Do you want me to stand still? Do you want me to look? You know, so usually when I break it down like that, it makes everybody back off. But I think of it in terms of the show. I always think in terms of the show because it's not records that has sustained me. It's my show that has sustained me, and now the records are coming in to help.
How did you find your voice, you know, your style as a vocalist?
Oh, strictly through starvation.
Oh.
Yeah, I had the opportunity because I didn't become a huge star. I had the opportunity to flesh out several things. You know, I had the opportunity, if I had had a number one record, I wouldn't have been able to stop. If I had this huge record going, I wouldn't have been able to stop and go to Broadway and learn to tap dance because I really needed that. And I was forced to have to go into a small supper club and sing with just the piano, just an acoustic piano. I was forced to learn all the standards. I was, you know, forced to do so many things just to hang on. It made a broader person, a broader artist of me.
Now let me ask you this. Are you going to tap dance when you come to Lexington?
You know what? I will slap you. I will really slap you.
You know people would love to see that, though, Betty.
I would kind of like to see it myself at this point, Joe, but I'm not sure I could hit it. But I do have my tap shoes, and my husband keeps saying, I bet you can't even do it anymore. So I'm going to put them on one day.
How much do you listen to your old recordings? Do you ever go back?
Oh, I don't listen to music at all except under force. My husband is a record collector and historian and music enthusiast, and he deals in records. And right now, we've just finished my vocals on my next CD. And that's the only reason that I have been listening to music on a daily basis, and we are finished now. And I am through with that. I am through with that. And my husband is sitting there right now listening to either it or something else. And I am so through and sick of the sound of my own voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that just isn't my total existence. And then here again, I believe that is because it was never allowed to be my total existence. So I learned to enjoy other things, you know, like working with my plants.
Yeah,
I absolutely adore television. I watch everything on television.
What does Betty LaVette watch?
The birthing of seals, how you tie shoelaces, everything. I watch everything on television.
You like the Learning Channel and stuff like that?
Well, I like everything on it. I watch silly stuff. There are cartoons I like. Well, animation that I like.
No kidding.
I really like television. I like the way it's constructed. I was fortunate enough in Detroit during the struggle to have a weekly television spot on a television show, and then that television station, a cable station, allowed me to do three television specials for them, music specials, and I enjoyed that so much, which is unlike making records. That's just, I don't like that.
Really? Well, I mean,
no, it's too repetitive, and you have to wait for everybody to get their part. And when you're the director, you say, go over there and say, stop now. And they have to go over there and say, stop now.
Well, maybe this is a new career for you, maybe. You know?
I'm hoping I'll get a chance to do some part of that again. I really like that. I enjoyed it.
Well, give me an example of a couple shows that Betty LaVette loves. Like what? You said you like some animation. You said you like some other shows. What? Give me an example.
Oh, I love South Park.
Oh, really?
I absolutely love South Park. For I love it, and then I love the musical things that they do on there. The same thing like on when the Muppets used to come on.
Uh-huh.
I love their musical arrangements on popular tunes of the day for these puppets to sing.
Mm.
I'll never forget seeing Smokey Robinson on there doing the letter U. And so he was doing, "You really got a hold on me," and I thought it was brilliant.
Well, there may be a spot on Sesame Street for you.
I mean, get out of here. But of course, I like so many different kinds of things. I love the History Channel.
Oh, yes.
If Mother Ernest had known the great love I was going to have for history eventually, she would have just given me the old way, A anyway, instead of failing me. I had to grow into it.
I know.
But yeah. I love history now, and anything historical about music, I would rather look at something about music than listen to music.
That's interesting.
I really I love working with my plants and working in the yard. What things that I learned to do while waiting. I couldn't afford to have them during. I learned to cook because I couldn't afford to go out and have the things that I wanted to eat, so I learned to cook them all. Now, I'm not a great lover of cooking,
mm-hmm.
but I can cook really good, so I enjoy other people enjoying it.
It's fun to cook for people. It's hard to cook, you know, just for, you know, one or two people, but it's fun to cook.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, you say you love history, and Betty, you've become part of history because you were there at the inauguration performing.
Yeah.
And you tell me about the...
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, it was very cool. Now, tell me about... How'd you get involved with that, and then also maybe describe that experience?
Well, the Stevens Foundation, they saw me do the Dolly Parton Little Sparrow
mm-hmm.
on the Tonight Show. And they called me to do this tribute to The Who. And that went over like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
So they also produced the inaugural thing, and they called me to do that. And they're also producing my next CD.
No kidding. Well, that's great.
So we developed a complete relationship there.
Well, it just had to be an overwhelming experience to be
there. It was overwhelming to me. I mean, on many levels, while I am as thrilled as anyone else born in segregation to see this black president that none of us thought we would see this soon.
Mm-hmm.
My career is as old as our president.
Yeah.
And I had waited for all of his life for that many people to see me. So in my head, I couldn't turn it all over to that event. A lot of things were happening to me. I was standing at the feet of Abraham Lincoln, finally being seen by a lot of people, singing to the first black president. So mm-hmm. a gang of things were happening.
And singing that great Sam Cooke song. Yeah. I mean,
but yes, and then being able to have his song put in such surroundings, you know, just how would he have felt being there singing his song in this situation, being born in Mississippi. A lot of stuff was going on. My cousin said she doesn't know how I remembered the words to the darn song because so much was going on in my head.
It seems like it would be hard.
Was going on. The words seemed to just flow out freely, though. Of course, I've been listening to the song for down near 50 years, so it wasn't a new song. But just so much was going on to me, more than just what the actual situation was.
Well, it was all of America was there with you, you know, in that moment.
I felt, you know, just embraced finally, you know, on a black level, mm-hmm. then on an artist level. I'm telling you, Joe, it was a lot of stuff going on.
That's wonderful. Now, another experience I want to bring up, and this is, I've seen this video on YouTube. There's actually a couple different ones, but you got to perform with Sir Paul and Ringo on the stage as sort of a de facto Beatle up there, among other luminaries. How was that experience? Because you're right up there.
Absolutely wonderful. But now, you know, I was telling the world press when they were there,
mm-hmm.
I know who these people have become. But I feel about them the way I would about the Temptations or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in competition with them 40 years, and they've been winning. You know, so that was, I felt, I want to use the word honored, yeah. But I was absolutely thrilled. And that was what I was. I felt like I was being accepted into the group that I started out with.
Yeah.
And that he just turned around and told me, come over here and sing with me.
You were sharing the microphone with Sir Paul.
But I said, I don't have a mic. He said, sing on this one.
Yeah.
I said, okay. and my husband was telling me, he said, you know, everybody else, including Ringo, had hated you. I said, do they know how long I've hated them?
That's great. Yeah, well, it's so nice. That
was wonderful.
It's nice that that video exists, you know, because
absolutely,
really...
honey. And that he, you know, I mean, there is no denying what they definitely did become. That was just such a moment for me. That was, I told him later, I said, honey, that meant 18 million times more to me than did you. And he was just so gracious. Both he and Ringo were so gracious to me that whole weekend. They were just, you know, you don't, if you go and you're young and these people are there, mm-hmm. but if you go and you're almost 70 years old and these people treat you like you're a kid. But everybody just was so gracious, from David Lynch all the way to Ringo to Paul, to all of them.
In your catalog, you go with your performances. Do you go way back, or do you just?
I go from my man on through. I do something from every period. The show is kind of physical, especially for an old person. But I try to go, you know, through the entire thing. Something I, of course, never get everything that somebody wishes I had done.
Uh huh. How do you stay in such great shape? Like, how do you get this energy?
Have you seen this show?
It's a workout?
It is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it would be for Britney Spears, but it is for me. No, I sing twice as hard as I am big.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes stomach muscles and back muscles. So it's really like doing several sit-ups. To sustain notes, you have to snatch your stomach muscles in really tight and stiffen your back to sustain notes and to sing things really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the show, you know, requires me to stretch. The stretching is the main thing, but the show itself, just snatching my muscles in, my butt muscles, my back muscles, my stomach muscles. So it's very much like doing a little aerobic thing, and then I'm standing on 3-inch heels.
Oh.
I'm going back and forth. So it's not a retirement home show.
It sounds like you're earning your money.
Yeah. When I come off, they owe me.
Yeah.
I feel like they owe me. I don't feel bad when I come off.
Betty LeVette, describe one of your favorite places to relax.
I'm walking right around it right now. My house.
Ah.
When I was younger, I wanted to be everywhere that everybody was singing, wherever anything was going on and whatever. But then, you know, not having the gigs, not being able to keep up with my contemporaries, it drew me closer to home. And I'm not necessarily a homebody. It's just that now I'm working so much. And, you know, my gig is done at a party. It's not like me going to an office every day. My gig is always done where there are people laughing, drinking, talking, singing. So I have no need to go out. And when I'm out on the road every day, we have to eat out every evening. So when I'm home, I have no reason to go out to dinner. And when I get through dancing on that stage, don't you dare ask me, do you want to go out dancing? And I really enjoy being at home. I really, really enjoy being home. I never thought I would enjoy being at home this much. And I have a lovely home in New Jersey, and other than my husband playing music down here 24 hours.
You have to get away from him sometimes.
But I'm in one room looking at television, and he's uh-huh. in another room listening to music, and then we meet. I'll say, come and look at this on television. He'll say, come and listen at this. So this goes on all day long.
We look forward to seeing you in Lexington.
Oh, Joe, I'm so grateful that you took the time to talk to me.
You have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy your plants. Enjoy your TV. Tell your husband I said hi, and I'll see you when you get to town.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Bye-bye.